this episode of Wines Defined, Sandy and Michelle discuss drinking less wine. You heard that right, less wine. They discuss the concept of treating yourself to wines that you may not consider your regular wines, whether it's because of cost or calories. Let's listen.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Sandy.
We're two sisters tasting and reviewing wine with the goal of taking the WTF out of
Wines Defined.
Welcome to episode 119 of Wines Defined. Our wines today are a 2013 Zanata Amarone della Valle Pollicella, that's a mouthful, and a Coudoulet de Beaucastel Côte de Rome. We're super excited to try these wines. We are calling these wines today our treat wines, and that's the topic of our conversation, is the idea that wines, if you're drinking in moderation and you're trying to lessen your intake of alcohol, which is something that we'll dive into for once we get into the episode, but the idea and the notion is that maybe you treat yourself to a little bit more expensive wine or a little bit more rare wine so that it's a little treat for yourself, Sandy.
I do remember back in the earlier episodes, maybe around 20 or so, it wasn't exactly number 20, but we had actually discussed this whenever we were talking about articles at the end of an episode. We had came across an article that a wine connoisseur suggested, just don't go to the grocery store and buy your $10 bottle of wine. Go ahead and start looking for unique wines that you really want to delve into and explore more. Mm-hmm. So this idea has been batted around for us for a while. So today we're really going to dive in.
Yep. Okay. So do you want to start that wine number one? And so this one I was going to do, we each brought a treat wine. So we each selected these wines. So I selected wine number one. And I'll explain why, what happened.
Let's go ahead and do our look, smell, taste, okay. And then we'll talk about the reasoning why.
Okay. Well, this is a Coudoulet de Beaucastel, and it's Famille Perrin, and I have had other wines from them, but not this particular one. And it is a Côte de Rhône.
And it's deep purple.
Deep purple. Yep. And it's a GSM, so it's a blend, and the blend is 30% Grenache, 30% Mourvèdre, 20% Syrah and 10% or 20% Cinsault. So I like all of those and I like them blended together.
The smell is lovely.
It is. And we decanted this. It's been decanting for a few hours. And we decanted it in the glass because we are poor venting it. It's stretching that treat wine out. But yes, it definitely has some notes of, I'm getting some berry.
Definitely some forest floor, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some currant.
Let's go ahead and taste.
Okay. That's nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
So when we had the idea of doing treat wines, and so just so everybody knows, I am limited to my wine intake other than podcasting, and we're doing very small pours if we're podcasting throughout the week, but I get a treat meal for this 8-week program that I'm on. So I am only having wine with my treat meal once a week. So when you really get into only being able to have wine once a week, you get very selective about what those wines are going to be and what you're going to spend those calories and taste buds on. So this one, I really wanted to get a Shiraz. I was thinking, you know, I've been wanting one, it's peppery, it's fun. And I wanted to kind of bring Australia in, and that's been on my goal list. And then we went to Vino Garage. Recently, we were doing an interview with a local publication here called Cola Today, and we met them at Vino Garage, and I saw this, and I said, Doug, the owner of Vino Garage, who's been on the podcast with us, I said, well, I like this. He said, oh, you will like this. So then this became my treat.
And what is the price point?
It was like $27.99. So, and the idea of a treat is maybe price and thinking, and, you know, like we said, and what Sandy said at the beginning and alluded to, instead of getting that $10 or $15 grocery store wine just because you're going down the aisle and you're grabbing and thinking, I want wine on a Tuesday, maybe don't have that Tuesday bottle of wine and save that, your Tuesday and Thursday, add those up and get your $30 and put that towards a little bit more expensive bottle of wine that maybe, like you say, you can delve into an area or that you've been wanting to try.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that kind of leads us into why I chose my bottle. Do we want to go ahead and taste it?
Sure.
And then we can just bounce off ideas about why we're doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a 2013 Zanata Amarone della Vallepolicella. You say that fast a few times and that's a mouthful. I'm thinking it's got some rust element to it, maybe?
It may be. Yeah, it's got a little bit of
tawny.
It does. A little bit of tawny. I'm even thinking deep garnet.
That's what, I was looking at the garnet. Yeah.
And I'm thinking deep garnet.
With it being a 2013, there is some bricking.
All right, so we're thinking it's deep garnet. And this nose, it's very raisiny to me. Mm-hmm. We do have an episode, I believe it is 11, where we talked about how Amarone is created, which this is one of those treat wines for me. And I'll tell you why, since it does have the raisins. Let's go ahead and taste.
Okay. That's nice.
It is very nice.
Very nice. It is. It's
smooth and raisiny, and it's sweeter.
Yes, there are two very distinctly different wines,
which is why I put this as my treat wine. Because I was thinking there's more than likely going to be more residual sugar left in the wine than, let's say, a dry Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. The price point was up there, it was like $49. But the main reason why I put this as a splurge is because of the residual sugar that is more than likely apparent in here. Because whenever you make an Amarone, once they pick the grapes, then they dry them out, and then they press them and get all the juices out. So it's a very concentrated juice.
It's a concentrated flavor too, and it's in it because of it having been dried out. It does bring in that raisin.
And they end up having to stop the fermentation before all of the sugar is
burnt off.
Yes, before the yeast eat it all, because if not, then the alcohol content would be too high.
Okay.
And speaking of the alcohol content, mine is the Amarone. Oh yeah, 16.5.
Oh, that's up.
What is yours?
14.5.
So both of these are higher up in alcohol, so that would also classify it, in my opinion, as more of a treat wine. But yours, the GSM, is more than likely going to be dry and not have any residual sugar.
It's pretty dry. It is fairly dry. But so in doing this delve into this program, one thing that I learned, and I guess maybe I knew but then forgot, and now I'm rediscovering or remembering or finally acknowledging that the key, especially if you were trying to do weight loss, is that when your body is consuming alcohol, that your liver is going to tell your body, okay, I'm going to focus all of my energy on this alcohol, and I'm not going to focus my energy on burning fat, which is the other function that the liver can do. So if you are trying to do a weight loss program or you're trying to cut back on things and your alcohol isn't one of those items, you're doing yourself a disservice because you could be working your butt off, exercising till the cows come home. But if you've got alcohol in your system, if you're doing that mommy juice which we don't like the mommy juice, we're not a fan of that. But if you're doing that idea of, oh, I can have my nightly wine and red wine, white wine, and it's not a big deal, it does add up. And that's a large contributor to our thought process in encouraging everyone to maybe look at your intake and do a splurge. And think of your wine as a treat for yourself.
Exactly. And this is where I interviewed the owner of the gym that I attend. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and listen to that clip.
Okay.
All right. We are here at Hot Works with Rachel Maxwell, the owner, and we want to hear her philosophy on how to keep nutrition in check and how to get wine into that lifestyle and still be able to maximize your workouts and have that body that you want.
Well, I just want to start by saying I am a fan of wine. And as with most things that we enjoy and tend to indulge in, moderation is really the key. Having a glass of wine with your dinner versus maybe a whole bottle of wine is always a better choice. As far as, keeping it with your fitness, I'm big on hydration, particularly at Hot Works where we do a lot of sweating. And that goes hand in hand with drinking any kind of alcohol. you definitely want to hydrate. I like to say, you know, have one glass of water for every glass of alcoholic beverage that you have. And that's a way to help keep that in check. And I would always say, enjoy a really good wine. You know, have less of it, but enjoy a really good one than going for quantity with a lot of, you know, cheap wine.
That's actually one of our main goals that we're trying to do, is hashtag drink better, not more. Like you said, it's the quality, not the quantity, which is what we wanted to emphasize. So speaking of quality, what is your splurge wine?
Well, can I have two answers to that?
Sure.
So I love a good Cabernet Sauvignon. We like the French wines. But I have to say, the once in a while wine that I really love is a really good Sauternes. I lived in Paris for a while and really enjoyed foie gras with Sauternes. And so that always takes me back to those fun times, enjoying just really good food with a really high quality wine.
I am so glad to hear you say that. I think people really, truly discount dessert wines, mm-hmm. which is what the Sauternes is, and it just is an excellent pairing with that foie gras. So what an excellent suggestion. Thank you so much and for being here. And I hope you guys go check out Rachel in her studio in Lexington. It's Hot Works. Thank you.
So she pretty much hit the nail on the head. She told us exactly what we're thinking.
Exactly. Rachel was like, just drink better. And mm-hmm. is like, exactly. That we have definitely come around to that circle, full circle, and definitely wanting to drink better, not more.
And we don't want it to become an idea that it's wine snobbery, because if you love a $10 bottle of wine, it's not even about the price. We're not considering that. What we're considering is the elements. Like if you know that the wine, like she mentioned, a Sauternes, and a Sauternes is a dessert wine, and that is super high in sugar still, and it's generally paired with a dessert.
So that's your splurge. So
right.
It depends on what, you know, how we always talk about goals, mm-hmm. what our goal is for, let's say you're going to a wine festival. What do you want to get out of it? What do you want to get out of this bottle this evening? Or what do you want it to be a food and wine pairing? Do you, you know, kind of be more thoughtful in your drinking process.
Right. And that's considering that it is a treat and not a given, you know, I think a lot of us, especially with COVID, you know, everybody was drinking those.
Well, I think that's why we've started thinking this way, because I think everyone's coming out of that fog.
The last 2 years of whatever
they
it
really
was.
Were. So now I think people back in 2020, even going into 2021, it was just give me all the wine, mm-hmm. you know, the more the merrier, because I'm just sitting at home. Now, mm-hmm. that's so not what's going on. Even though everybody's out and about and doing more, I think that people are becoming more discerning.
And I think that's our point, is that as you're coming out of that fog and you're going, oh my goodness, maybe those Monday through Sunday wine glasses of wine have added up, then maybe take that step back and treat yourself couple of times a week, once a week, to something that's more meaningful and thoughtfully selected.
Exactly.
All right. Do we want to go ahead and rate these wines?
Sure. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Your GSM, your Cote de Rhone. Do you roll your R for Rhone?
Cote de Rhone. I think that's probably the French might.
That's what I was wondering.
Everything they say runs together. So mm-hmm. if you're not running it together, it's not right.
I definitely enjoyed this. I think I would give it a 4 for sure.
I'm not as loving it. It's just not hitting exactly where I want it to. No, I have had a really splurge from Bocastel, and they make a delicious Chateauneuf de Pape. And so what Doug actually said was that this wine is what the family drinks while they're waiting for the Chateauneuf de Pape to be ready. And they're actually grown. John pulled up and sent me the information on the wines, and they're actually grown like across the street from one another.
Oh, gosh.
So they're like super close. So I was just thinking, it's going to knock my socks off, right? It's not knocking my socks off, but it is very good. It's very pleasant. This would actually, because I've gotten so discerning, I'm so picky about that wine. It really needs to be, if I'm only getting it once a week, it needs to be really good. And this one is just not what I was expecting.
Aww.
So I know I'm so sad because it's my once a week. I might have to cheat. but anyway, so I'm going to go 3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
this
would be up your alley.
I actually am enjoying the Amarone better.
The Amarone is sweeter.
Yeah. Well, I'm off sugar too, so maybe that's why.
I'm going to give this one a 3.5.
I think that that's a good place for it. Yep. With the right meal, it might really blend well.
Well, both of these, I think, would be enhanced with food.
Absolutely. Definitely. And then you get into that whole thing. But yes, I think that it's a good representation of it, and it's a great...
Oh, yeah. Great representation, and they are not inexpensive to get into. So at $50, that's probably the low end of it.
And so if you want to experience it, you really have to kind of design it towards a treat opportunity.
For sure. Not only calorie-wise because of the residual sugar, but price.
Right. All right. Well, this was a quick one, you guys. We just wanted to share with you our thoughts on changing our mindset to wine being more of a treat and less of an everyday idea, and being more discerning in selecting your wines. And we hope that maybe you'll check these wines out. Maybe you'll find a splurge wine and share it with us in comments on Instagram.
And we hope you join us next time on
Wines to Find.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Wines to Find. For today's show notes, visit us at www.pickagreatwine.com. Follow us on social media for bonus and live content. Instagram at Wines to Find Podcast, Facebook at Wines to Find, and Twitter at Wines to Find. And don't forget to join us next time on Wines to Find.